Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
This broadcast continues an overview of the year 2014 with the radio and campus ministry of the Lions Den University Report. Another great opportunity we had in the year 2014 was our new relationship interviewing members of the Christian Medical and Dental Association around the country. And in particular, we interviewed a number of doctors from the Penn State University School of Medicine in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and also at the University of California in San Diego College of Medicine. And it was a real blessing to meet these gentlemen, and then I joined the CMDA, paid my dues to become a member. They have non-medical people that are also involved in their organization, and I was able, with those contacts then, to learn more and to receive some of their materials, and I'm blessed to see the organization standing for biblical principles as I received their materials. Many of the concerns that we have about medical ethics, and especially the lightning rod issue of our day of marriage, and them taking a stand for traditional marriage. I've appreciated reading that and hearing that in some of their publications and communications. And but we had a great chance to meet with a variety of the physicians who were involved on in the hospitals at the Christian Medical and Dental Association organizations at the secular universities. And so we met with some who were involved in overseas missions. One doctor who became a leader in some of the world outreach program of his hospital to help with the poorer areas of the world, providing medical assistance, became aware of that through his own experience on a missions trip, going to Haiti, I believe it was, and that opened some doors, and now he's become fully involved in that overseas dimension, which he said God led him into, that he had not intended to go in that direction, but through the circumstances that the Lord allowed in his life, he took on a totally new perspective. Other doctors shared how they came to Christ, some addressing the questions of what is the purpose of life, and is there a higher meaning than just the material existence that we have. And so we were encouraged by these meetings together, and look forward to future opportunities as well. Out in San Diego, we previously mentioned, I interviewed the son of Tom Cantor, at the Creation and Earth History Museum there, Joe Cantor, and we talked about his work in immunology, and again, the amazing way God has made human beings, the human body. Recall the conversation I had with Dr. Phil Bishop of the University of Alabama, how he does a lecture around the world now as he travels, partially in his university function, but as he travels to foreign countries, he finds even greater freedom to give the lecture on how human physiology gives evidence for the existence of God, and how fearfully and wonderfully that we are made. And Joe Cantor deals with research in immunology, how the immune system works. And he says at every level, you discover how things work, and then you find out how much more complex it is, and that there are deeper levels to understand and discover at every step of the way. And so the human body is evidence of God. We're reminded of the scientist who won the Nobel Prize in biology in 2014 from the University of California at Berkeley, who stated in his interview with the National Public Radio, he stated in the interview after receiving the Nobel Prize that his area of research was in different aspects of the life of the cell, and how understanding those functions has led to great advances, some of the things that he's discovered. But a statement that he made was very important for people to realize. And he said that the individual cell is much, much more like New York City than it is like a bag of blood. And what he was saying there is something that the people in intelligent design and creation say all along, that the life is a great system of information that comes from intelligent design and not from random natural processes. And so if the cell is more like New York City than it is like a bag of blood, much, much more like, he emphasized, there ought to be a recognition that there is a great intelligent designer far beyond our universe who's brought us into existence and who made life. And those in the Christian Medical and Dental Association, as they practice medicine, they also have the awareness of a spiritual dimension. One of our guests, Dr. David Levy of the University of California at San Diego, actually wrote a book entitled Gray Matter, in which he talks about experiences with his patients as he began the practice of offering to pray with every patient. And he says this very rarely is rejected by any patients, that they realize there's a benefit. And even from just a purely medical standpoint, patients benefit from this practice of praying for them. But he also deals with, as he describes in the book, of the relationship of guilt to many problems and ailments that people face these days as a result of not having bitterness and not forgiving some of the situations that have happened in their lives. Dr. Levy has shared this with patients, and this was something that led to his commitment to Jesus Christ, was an awareness of his own need for forgiveness and also need to forgive others as well, and that forgiveness is found ultimately before God in faith in Jesus Christ. And Dr. Levy is a Jewish Christian man. His father was the first one in the family to become a believer in Christ, as he was fled Nazi Germany and was an Orthodox Jew. He investigated the New Testament and became a believer in Christ. And David wasn't early on in his life, but in his 20s, he also became a follower of Christ, a dedicated follower of Christ, and realizes how the principles of faith also interact with his field of medicine. He's a neurosurgeon and deals with surgery of the brain, which is highly complicated. And he stated in the interview how that you can do a perfect surgery and the patient die, as one of the dramatic things that happened in his life early on was a patient that he had done I think it was 11-hour surgery. And he said the surgery went perfect, but the woman died of a blood clot. And then other times, he says, you think the surgery has failed and the person survives. And he says there's that element where we don't know everything, and that he says that's where he believes the spiritual dimension adds a component to who we are and what we deal with in life that reminds us how great our God must be, and that He offers involvement in our personal lives if we'll look to Him as well. Then, as I travel around the country, I'm impressed by the Christian history of many of our earliest universities and the beautiful chapels that are on many of the campuses. I visited the University of Richmond this year a couple of times, and it has a beautiful chapel on campus and then a building for the religious organizations. Unfortunately, the campus leadership has chosen to move away from its Christian heritage, strong biblical Christian heritage, choosing instead to follow a secular model and to promote the politically correct values of our day. But chapels are outstanding on many of the campuses. I think in particular of two that have struck me, one at the Air Force Academy, where it looks like a row of fighter jets lined up vertically in a row. Stainless steel, I believe, is the structure there on the Air Force Academy campus, and that chapel is so distinctive that it's used on the Air Force Academy postcards, but also on the, if you get a postcard from Colorado and it lists some of the highlights, that chapel is many times featured. And then finally, probably the most outstanding evidence of Christian heritage on one of our great universities, at Stanford University out in Palo Alto, California. And as you go onto the campus, you come down a road lined with palm trees on each side to the main entrance to the campus, and you see the main entrance there, and back at the back of that central quad is the chapel, which you can see from that road. It comes to a peak maybe 40 feet high, and all across the front of that chapel, amazingly, something that would be politically incorrect to do today, but is a beautiful mural, perhaps a mosaic of Jesus Christ with his arms outstretched over the campus. And so we had the opportunity then to meet with a variety of physicians this year for the first time. Actually, we've done a couple before over the previous years, but this time in a more focused way. And we hope to be involved in doing more of that as well as we continue our visits to the campuses around the country. We also had a visit to Cornell University, and just the experience that we have of finding believers in Christ and amazing things that God is doing around the country. Some that we're still trying to connect with the individuals for our broadcast. One in particular, as we visited Cornell, we later came across a book that's out on the market of a very unusual conversion. And a woman who was an English professor actually at Syracuse University, who wrote the book Secret Thoughts of an Unlikely Convert. And she describes in her book the way God brought her from a lesbian, activist, feminist viewpoint as an English professor at Syracuse University to a follower of Jesus Christ, and leaving that all behind, and now as a pastor of a church in North Carolina. And so we've made some efforts to make some contacts. We hope to do some exciting interviews in the days ahead as we see what God is doing in the spiritual lives of people. In a setting, sometimes it's hostile to the Christian faith and the Christian ideals. The gospel of Jesus Christ is still the answer of hope and purpose for all of mankind. And as has been stated a number of times, that in the heart of every man, there's a God-shaped vacuum that can only be filled by the person of Jesus Christ. And so we offer that message to all who will listen. And we say it's a credible message, one that you don't have to leave your brains at the door to go to worship Jesus Christ in church, that the reasons for faith are very rational and compelling, actually, to be a follower of Christ and to find out the values and the purpose for which we've been made. We're not here by accident or chance, but are the result of a loving Creator. And so we're glad you joined us for this edition of the Lion's Den University Report, a little bit of reflection over the past year, 2014, and looking forward ahead to 2015 and our opportunities again to be on campuses across the country. If you'd like to have copies of any of our interviews, we always make them available free of charge on a CD format. If you'll write the address given by my announcer. And also now we're establishing a website, thelionsdenuniversityreport.org. That's a mouthful, but without any spaces, if you'll write that into your browser, that you'll find our website with past interviews that are available there. So thank you again for joining us, and God bless you. This is Glenn Bailey for the Lion's Den University Report.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Report. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844, or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.